This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Habayne, which is building, is one of the 39 Avos Malachos described above in Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Kama Yivne V'yehei Chayiv, Kol Shehu, there is no minimum amount of Bayne for a person to be liable by Torah law. V'ham Sates, one who carves a stone into shape for building. V'hamaka bapatish u'bama'atzad, one who strikes the final blow with a hammer or axe. Hakodeach kol shehu, or drills even the smallest amount, all of which are included in the malacha of striking the final blow. Chayiv, he is liable. Zeh haklal, this is the general rule. Kol ha'oisim malacha u'malachtei miskayemes ba'shabbos, Chayov, the general rule is that any product that some people consider finished, no matter how small, is enough to make a person liable for these malachis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, af hamaka bekornos al hasadon b'shas malacha chayov. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that when a blacksmith bangs his hammer on the anvil to keep the hammer smooth, this is also part of the malacha. Mipnei shehu kemesakein malacha, since this is also part of the malacha for which he is liable. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hachayresh kol shehu, there is no minimum amount to be liable for plowing. Haminakesh, uprooting weeds. Vahamekarseim, cutting off dead branches. V'hamizareid, or pruning live branches. Kol shehu chayiv, there is no minimum amount to all these things to be liable. Hamilakeit eitzim, one who gathers dry wood from a field. Im lasakein, and his intention is to improve the field. Kol shehain, he is liable with no minimum amount. Im lehesek, if his intention is to collect firewood, kidei levashel beitzo kala, he is only liable if he gathers enough to cook a dried fig-sized amount of chicken egg. Chicken eggs are faster to cook than other eggs. Hamilakeit asavim, if he collects grass, im lasakein, and his intention is to improve the field, kol shehu, he is liable with no minimum amount. Im labehemo, if his intention is to gather food for his animals, kimloi fi hagadi, he is liable only if he gathers a mouthful for a kid goat. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel, hakoysev shtei oisyos, bein biyaminoi bein bismailoi. A person who writes two letters with his right or left hand, presuming he is ambidextrous, bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemais, whether they are the same letter or two different letters, bein mishnei sammonios, whether the same color or two different colors, bekol loshon, in any language, chayov, is liable. Amma Rabbi Yaisi, lo chivu shtei oisiyos ella mishum roishem. Rabbi Yaisi said that the av malacha of writing is essentially making a mark. Shekach hayakosvin al karshe hamishkan, just as they would mark the boards of the mishkan, leida ezehu ben zugai, in order to keep them in the same order each time they built the Mishkan. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaisi, even if a person made two marks that are not really letters, he is still liable. Amar Rabbi Motzinu, Shem Koton, Mishem Godol. Rabbi said that if a person intended to write a long word and then he was interrupted in the middle and ended up writing a shorter word, he is still liable. Shem, Mishim Ein Ushmuel. For example, the word Shem, instead of the words of either Shimon or the word Shmuel, Noyach Minochor. Another example is the word Noyach instead of Nochor, Don Midaniel. Another example, Don instead of the word Daniel, God Megadiel. Another example, the word God instead of the word Gadiel. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hakosev Shtei Oisiyos Behelam Echad Chayov. Both letters must be written as part of the same instance of forgetfulness to be liable. However, if he forgot that it was Shabbos, then he wrote one letter, then he remembered it was Shabbos and forgot it was Shabbos again, and then wrote the second letter, he is exempt. Kosav Bidioi, if he wrote using oil-based ink, Bisam, or earth-based ink, Besikra, red ink, Bekumais, tree sap ink, Bekankantum, vitriol, Ubecholdover Shuhu Roshem, or any other substance that leaves a permanent mark, Al Shnei Kosli Zovias, if he wrote on two walls of a house that share a common corner, Val Shnei Luche Pinkos, or on two pages of a book, Vehein Nehegin Zeim Zeh, where they touch one another, Chayov, he is liable in all these cases. Hakosif al Besaroi, Chayov, if he writes letters on his skin, he is liable. Ham Sareit al Besaroi, if he scratches letters into his skin, Reb Eliezer Mechayev, Chatos, Reb Eliezer said he is liable for a korban chatos. Reb Yoshua Paiter, Reb Yoshua said he is exempt since this is an unusual way of writing. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Hey, Kosav Bamashkin, if he wrote using a substance that does not leave a permanent mark, such as berry juice, B'mei Peiris or fruit juice, Ba'avak Drachim or traced letters in the sand, Ba'avak HaSeifrim or traced the letters in the dust on a scribe's table, Koldover She'enu M'miskayim or anything that is not permanent, Potter, he is exempt, La'acher Yodoy, if he held his hand upside down and wrote using the back side of his hand, Biraglai, with his feet, Bipiv, or with his mouth, Ubimar Pikai, or with his elbow, Kosav Ois Achas Samach Laksov, or if he added one letter to an existing word, Kosav Agabi Ksav, or if he traced over existing letters, Niskavin Lichtav Ches, the Kosav Shnei Zainin, or meant to write the single letter Ches, but accidentally wrote Zainin twice, Achas Bo'oretz v'achas Bakoiro, or wrote one letter on the floor and another on the ceiling, Kosav al Shnei Kosle Habayis, or on two walls that do not touch each other, Al Shnei Dafe Pinkas v'ein Nehegin Ze'em Ze'eh, or on two pages of a book where they do not touch, Potter, in all these cases, he is exempt. Kosev Ois Achas Neitrikin, if he wrote a single letter with a mark on top to note that it is an acronym for an entire word. Reb Yoshua ben Beseira Mechayev, Reb Yoshua ben Beseira said he is liable. V'chachomim Paitrin, but the Chachomim said he is exempt. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud Beis Mishnah Vav, HaKosev Shtei Oisyos B'Shnei Helemois. If a person wrote two letters in two instances of forgetfulness, Achas Shachris V'Achas Bein Harbayim, Or one he wrote in the morning and one in the afternoon. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayov, according to Rabbi Gamliel, he is still liable. V'chachomim Paitrin. The Chachomim argue that he is exempt. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.